On the 24th of September, you can kickstart the long weekend with the whole family by enjoying a range of food, crafts, storytelling, and entertainment at the Heritage Day Lockdown Recipe Storytelling Book Food Festival. This festival pays tribute to South Africa's rich and diverse culinary culture and Kom Vandaan, directly translated, Kom Vandaan means where we come from, a casual term which describes the food and stories which have shaped the lives of so many people across communities in South Africa. I have Fahim Stellenboom in studio, who is a member of the Food Festival Organizing Committee, to tell us more about this. So welcome to RX Radio. How are you doing today?
Hello. Well, it's very nice to be here with you and Zara and the team. It's my first entree into RX Radio. So I'm terribly excited to be here. It's very, very, and on a Saturday morning nochal, so it's really quite nice to be chatting to you and everybody here.
I spoke about the festival in the introduction. Is there anything else you'd like to add that I may have missed out?
So I'll give you a bit of background. So, you know, when lockdown started, we all went into panic mode. And we all, you know, we didn't quite know what we'd do. The first 2 months was very exciting for us because it was a novelty. But then, of course, that novelty wore off. And, you know, and then the reality kicking of what exactly we are dealing with COVID. So what happened was that we started this lockdown recipe storytelling book Facebook group. And so we have over 3,500 members on the group. It's a closed group. And what it is that it's people who come together here in South Africa, all over the world, online, and they share stories and recipes. It's important that the recipes also go with the stories, and the stories are what we quite rightly said, they're Kom Vandaan stories, in other words, where we come from, remembering our heritage, remembering what our oma used to make, you know, remembering the foods that our mommy used to make and stuff like that, or in some cases, probably more appropriately, grandmothers and great-grandmothers, you know, when you spend time in the kitchen when you're my mommy or your granny used to let you lick the ladle when she makes chocolate cake, you know that, or clean the mixer, and you kind of fight with your brother and your sister to get that mixer. So that's exactly the kind of stories that we start telling and sharing, and we see how similar all our stories are, because we all come from stories, for the most part, you know, that have shaped us into who we are. We suddenly, one day you wake up and you think, why do I like broccoli? Oh, because my granny used to force broccoli down, you know, so you either hate it or you like it. So that was kind of the basis of the group. And so we have different events every year, and as often as possible. And we decided this year, with the Heritage Day coming up on the 24th of September, it would be the perfect day to do a big food festival. So we have this food festival that is on from 9 o'clock in the morning, and it goes until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's out in Botrivier, which is it's close to Hermanus, and it is close to Kleinmond. So it's a beautiful drive out there for the family. And it's on the Rivendell Wine Farm, which is a beautiful, picturesque estate with lovely lawns and stuff, and there's play area for kids. And there's obviously, lots of orchards and things like that. So it's a lovely day out. And we then decided we will do this festival so we can celebrate all the things that are familiar to us. There'll be a cooking demo, for example, with somebody teaching us how to make vetkoek. Somebody will teach us how to make a buba, you know, the little sweet drink that normally is drunk during Ramadan.
Yes.
Somebody will teach us how to make some Korean food, the basic ingredients for Korean food. Somebody will even show us how to make biryani in a quick way. So it's that sort of day and those sort of things that are going on, plus entertainment and things.
What are some of the activities that will take place at the festival besides the one you just mentioned?
Okay, so we're having like a big sort of similar to a MasterChef cook down, because on this group, most of us cook because we love it. Most of us cook because we grew up in our homes watching our oma, watching our moms, you know. And sometimes in some cases, like in my case, my father did a lot of the cooking as well, and he still does. He's famous for his penny paloni smoochie recipe.
My favorite.
My dad is a big shot when it comes to that. He makes the most wonderful. And just last weekend, I had to do a bit of a demonstration of how he makes his penny paloni smoochie on a TV show. And it's great fun. And so what we also did through this group is we brought out a coffee table book with recipes and stories. And my daddy's penny paloni smoochie is in that coffee table book here. He's quite, and his name is Buta Whitey, or Uncle Whitey, as some people call him. Anyway, the activities on the day then will include these cooking demos that I've told you. We will also have, therefore, the MasterChef type competition where those people who are really, really, really good cooks and chefs on the group will take part in a kind of a local MasterChef sort of competition, and we will have a famous chef like Ruben Riffle, who you'll know from the Robertson ad on TV, and he's got his wonderful restaurant in Franschhoek. He'll be the judge, and so we'll have that as a competition that's going sort of simmering under, it's going in the background. We will have beautiful poetry reading by Michael Weeder, who is the dean of the St. George's Anglican Church. We will have Diana Ferris, who's one of the famous South African writers and poets, and she will do a beautiful tribute to Sarah Bartman, which she has written herself. There will be some performances by Terry Fortune, who is a famous Western Cape singer and entertainer. Mujai George also, who's also well, yes, I can see your face light up there. All these trigger names for you. So he'll be performing on the day as well. So it's a jam-packed day. You know, we will have, obviously, food stalls going there. There's a play area for kids as well. So the day is jam-packed with activity and food. I mean, what more do you want?
Oh, food is my favorite. I love food. Now, this show is about liquor food. What are some of the proudly South African dishes that will be served?
Okay, yes, of course. The number one, obvious one, of course, is Kusisters. There'll be Kusisters on sale. Some bolas on sale. Exactly. In fact, the other day, I never heard of it before, but the other day was World Kusister Day.
Yes.
Where that came from, I have absolutely no idea. I just like eating it on a Sunday morning. So we will have somebody who's going to make and sell Kusisters on the morning. We will have things like papa. We will have things, I'm triggering all the food spots early on a Saturday morning. I'm sorry if I make you hungry. It was not my intention. I'm just trying to share what the day will be all about. So maybe it'll encourage you to come. There'll be, as I said, biryani. There'll be fet cook. We will be doing beautiful coffees. There will be beverages. Other food will be that, you know, we're hoping that people will make some ofra onere kombers food. Do you know what that is?
Yes, a fricadelle wrapped.
The fricadelle wrapped in cabbage, exactly. So it's all the kind of, you know, heritage type foods that we know. And of course we'll have a food truck as well that'll sell more easy to, you know, go take away foods and things. But it's all, there'll be preserves, so there'll be all kinds of confits and jams, and of course sweet things and pies. And I'm not quite sure about the healthy options, but we'll talk about that.
All food is healthy. Is this festival for the whole family?
It is. You know, the space is beautiful. It's a quiet, beautiful wine farm. And the idea is that you come and you sort of spend the day, you know, listening to the readings, or you can watch the performance by Terry Fortune, El Mujahid. There'll be book discussions as well. So if any of the young people are kind of interested to know what you have to go through when you want to publish your own book, there'll be a discussion about that, you know, sort of, and we will have people within our Facebook group who have published, who have self-published, as we call it. They actually took their own ideas, and they wrote the books, typed up the content of the book, became manuscripts, and those manuscripts were sent to publishers, and they managed to publish, you know, which is an interesting thing, because you never know how many young lurkers we have out there who may want to become writers one day and authors. So that'll be part of the discussion, and there'll be a food discussions. So it's all, obviously, as you can hear, things that revolve around food, but also from different angles, you know. So those are all activities that are planned. There'll be crafts on sale. You know, so like leather crafts and all sorts of things like that.
The main activity is going to be eating. How can people access it?
You mean where can they book tickets for?
Yes,
okay. Tickets are 60 Rand and they can book them through web tickets, which is online. They go to www.webtickets.co.za. They can also actually go to any Pick and Pay store because web tickets is linked to Pick and Pay. So if they don't want to do it online, but I'm sure most of your young listeners are all online savvy. So they go to web tickets and then you just punch in LRSB, Lockdown Recipe Storytelling Book, or even Food Festival, and they look for it there and they can book online that way. Or as I said, Pick and Pay stores, which is often the easier option. While you're in the shop, go and pull your mommy by her dress and say, "Excuse me, please buy tickets for the Lockdown Recipe Storytelling Book Food Festival."
My great granny who makes all the food you just mentioned.
Lovely. Yes. Lovely. Well, you must bring her. Well, you must be in there.
She's right behind you.
Is she right behind you? Okay, well, I hope you're going to have her enjoy the day with us.
I'm going to beg her to bring me. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
Look, it's a fun day. It's a day outside. It's beautiful lawns. People can just relax and enjoy, walk around, try the lovely food, you know, tune into the entertainment that's there on the day. Also, of course, what I didn't say, that we have lots and lots and lots of prizes to be won. So there's great prizes that we're going to give away during the course of the day. We have three prizes at the end of the day by about four, just quarter to four. But I won't tell you what those are because those are three lovely big prizes. But it's a day, as I said, jam-packed with all this activity. And then this sort of, and then the other thing, the other entertainment group that I did forgot to mention is the Handefat Music Project, which is a project specifically for young people and for children. And they are from the area and they've become our beneficiary. So whatever profit we make from the ticket sales will go directly back to the school and one or two other beneficiaries that we've identified, because that's the whole purpose of it. And so they will be playing marimba, they'll be singing, doing some music and stuff. So they will also be entertaining. How could I forget that? I'm talking on RX Radio with all these wonderful young people listening, and that's probably the kind of thing that's going to attract you. So Handefat is our music project, is our sort of our little our partner. And they will be doing music and all sorts of wonderful things on the day as well.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed having this interview with you.